Good morning. It's Monday, February 10th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. A South Carolina lawmaker is pushing a bill to require contractors to clean up trash before they mow near highways. Representative Richie Yao says his bill was prompted after a hunk of metal thrown up by a motor shattered his passenger window while he drove on a rural highway in his Chesterfield County district. The bill would also require contractors to make sure the highway is clear of grass and other debris after the workers finish mowing. The Department of Transportation warned the bill as written could double the $20 million the state currently pays for mowing contracts. Some of the most powerful lawmakers in South Carolina are backing a proposal to allow officers to pull over people who drive too slowly in the left lane of major roads. The Senate Transportation Committee passed the bill Wednesday, sponsored by Senate President Harvey Peeler. The bill would fine a driver $100 for not getting over to the right lane, but add no points on a driver's license. The House bill is sponsored by House Majority Leader Gary Simrell. It has a fine of $200 and adds 2 points to a driver's license. Peeler said he thinks troopers would be more likely to enforce a new law if it didn't add 2 points to driver's licenses. Simrell said he would consider a version that did not add points to a driver's license. Peeler says every southeastern state, except North Carolina and South Carolina, has these types of laws. Parts of the upstate will be under a flood watch beginning this afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Doug Outlaw tells the Greenville News newspaper the flood watch will be in effect starting at 1 this afternoon to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Outlaw says during that time, Pickens and Oconee counties will see anywhere between 2 and 3 inches of rainfall. Greenville County can expect 2 inches of rain in the mountains. The Augusta Chronicle is reporting cleanup and environmental company Savannah River Nuclear Solutions has signed a memorandum of understanding with South Carolina State University and Claflin University. The MOUs will offer internship opportunities for students at the two schools in business administration, operations, and STEM-based professions. SRNS talent management representatives will make campus visits at both South Carolina State University and Claflin University for resume-building workshops and career exploration sessions. College students are going to help archaeologists map the walls used to defend Charleston more than 250 years ago. The American Battlefield Trust says students from Clemson University and the College of Charleston will use ground-penetrating radar in downtown Charleston's Marion Square to find exactly where the fortification called the Hornwork was built. The 30-foot-tall wall, built in 1758, stretched for 3 city blocks and has a ditch, or moat. The wall was made from a mix of seashells, sand, and lime. The Hornwork played a vital part in Charleston's defenses, including the British siege of the city in 1780 during the Revolutionary War. An all-girl team from a Sumter Middle School will have their science experiment performed on the International Space Station. The research project by 4 sixth graders from Alice Drive Middle School will determine the effects of microgravity, that is, no gravity in space, on the growth rate of brine shrimp. The experiment will be on board a space shuttle flight to the International Space Station in July. Only 33 schools across the U.S., Canada, and Brazil are taking part in the Mission 14 Student Spaceflight Experiments program. A business student at the University of South Carolina is trying to bring back the school's yearbook. Samantha Petrelli wrote a 50-page proposal to start publishing a yearbook again as her senior thesis. Now, she's trying to bring the idea to life. The yearbook was last published in 1994. Petrelli told the state newspaper that to publish the yearbook would require at least 250 orders by February 14th. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.